Hello, thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Yes, who is this now?
This is customer support for online sales and campaigns.
Okay, well, I have a charge that keeps recurring on my credit card and I don't know why.
Yes, ma'am. In order to best be able to assist you, I'll need to be able to see what you were billed for. May I please start by getting your zip code?
75474. Come on.
754744.
Yes, 75474.
Thank you for that. Can I please get your first and last name?
Penny Dupree. What do you need on my digital wall?
I do see an account matching that name and zip code. Can I please get you to verify your address for security purposes?
10341 County Road 2300, Quinlan, Texas 75474.
Thank you for that. It is loading. I'm sorry, it's being a little slow today. How are you doing? Are you enjoying your weekend?
No, oh, it's hot in Texas.
Yeah, it's hot all around the United States right
we're
now.
We're bummed up down here, and we got another, I think, 10 days of triple digits, no rain.
Yeah, wow. Sorry to hear that. So, I see that on, let's see here. On December 26th of last year, you had ordered a neck massager, and that was a gift to enroll you into our gadget campaign where you just pay shipping and handling. Are you aware of anything like that?
I ordered that little neck massager, and the thing was like $49, and it was really not worth it.
I understand, ma'am. I would like to explain what the gadget campaign is. For the neck massager was just $7.45 to ship it out to you, but the gadget campaign is.
No, I didn't give you anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. But the gadget campaign is a monthly fee, and I'm going to explain what the gadget campaign is. What that is it's you pay shipping and handling for an item that's a gift to get you into to enroll in our gadget campaign. And what the gadget campaign is, it's going to enter you monthly to win free items. People do win those items. It's no guarantee, though. And you also receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. Are you aware of anything like that? It was all stated in the terms of agreement.
Nope.
Yes.
I don't. I ordered what I thought that charge was. I ordered a razor saw.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now they started something like this, but this was lately with the drill, and I caught it on time.
Yes, ma'am.
So, no, I ordered this neck massager, but I paid for it, and I overpaid for it, honestly.
I understand. So, this isn't anything you're interested in, because the gadget campaign is a wonderful monthly subscription.
No, I don't know nothing about it. I have not used it. I would like charges taken off, honestly.
Yes, ma'am. I can offer you some discounts to make it more affordable for you because we'd hate to lose you as a customer.
I don't have any money to buy anything.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. So what I can go ahead and do for you, I'd like to start by canceling your account so you will no longer be receive any future billings from us, and I'm sorry for any inconvenience that we may have caused.
So y'all just charged me since December that much money every month? $300 to an elderly disabled person, and you're going to say you're sorry.
No, I am sorry for the inconvenience. I understand that this may be frustrating.
What did I pay for?
Yes, ma'am. So you had paid shipping and handling for an item, and with that, it had enrolled you into the gadget campaign. It is a wonderful monthly subscription. I understand that it's nothing that you're interested in. So I went ahead and I canceled you, so you'll no longer be receiving any future billing from us.
What's it a subscription to?
The gadget campaign, in which you may receive free items if you had won, and you will also receive a $125 voucher for our monthly online discount shopping store.
Oh, so y'all have your own store?
Yes, ma'am, where we sell gadgets, gizmos, and products at a very reasonable discount price. I'm sorry that you weren't aware. It was all listed in the fine print on the agreement, and I'm sorry for any inconvenience we may have caused.
And I'm going to appeal this with my credit card, so...
In which case, ma'am, we'd hate for you to have to take legal action with the bank. It will take some time, and so what I'm able to do, if you do not dispute this with your bank, I'll go ahead and be able to issue you a discount. But because this is a valid charge, I'm going to be offering you a 35% refund.
No, I'm going to get it all back. It may take some time, but like I said, I'm old, I'm disabled. I don't have money, but I got time.
I understand that.
I'll get my money back plus.
Okay, so what I'll go ahead and be able to do for you, I'll be able to issue a full refund on one of these charges. I'm only authorized to issue one full refund on one of these charges.
Well, okay, my credit card will take care of it. I'll get it all back, I guarantee.
Okay, I'm sorry for any inconvenience we may have caused. I am trying my best to assist you in the best way that I know how. I do have a confirmation code for your cancellation. You were canceled by us. You are no longer going to be receiving any future billing. Would you be interested in that confirmation code for your cancellation?
Yes, and also your ID, please.
Okay, I'm going to start with the confirmation code. That's going to be C. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
C as in cat. 2608612 32.
Okay.
And I am not authorized to give you my my personal agent ID, but I can give you my name.
Okay, what's your name?
My first name is Damien, my last name is Scott.
Okay, and this was supposedly for a massager?
Let's see here. It was for a neck massager that you had ordered last year, December 26th, and it enrolled you into our gadget campaign.
Because when I called about that charge the first time, they said, oh, it's a recurring charge for I ordered a razor saw, which I had. And that should have been paid off. And it's the exact same amount of money. That's why I haven't questioned it the last 2 months. So, but no, I didn't know anything about Engadget campaign. And like I said, I will be getting this taken care of.
Okay.
But I do appreciate your help. You should
yes,
find
ma'am.
A job, you know.
I understand that this is frustrating. Thank you for contacting customer service. I'm sorry I wasn't able to assist you further. You are canceled, and I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.